This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. There's this quiet Cleveland's cold.
All right, the Alex Jones Show is not over. You are tuned into the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We've got a pretty big show today. I got a lot of videos for you guys. Plus, I'm going to have an interview with the young man who is the centerpiece of a video that Jakari Jackson shot at the Atlanta Trump rally. His name is Quaterius Manuel. And this video has over 1 million views now. He's basically taking a guy twice his age and basically showing how much of an idiot he is just by letting the guy speak. That's what I do at a lot of these rallies. I just let these people speak because you will know them by their faults, by the words that come out of their mouths. But before we get to that, we have a Jeff Sessions video that Alex did not get to. This is on CNN earlier. Basically claiming, you know, he's saying foreigners do not have a right to come here. There's no constitutional right guaranteeing anyone has a right to come to this country. And he's absolutely right. So let's get to that video as we kick off the fourth hour of Overdrive.
What does that mean? Are you going to look specifically at certain countries? Are you going to look at certain religions? How would that actually work in practical terms?
Then I think you look at background. Look at the countries where we have of this 580 terrorists, about 95% or so are from Islamic countries.
So, for example, give me some names of countries that you would look at first.
Well, all I can tell you is the public data that we have indicate that there are quite a number of countries in that region that have sent a large number of people that have become terrorists. And so,
are you talking about Saudi Arabia? Are you talking about...
It all depends. A lot of it's on population.
Like
Pakistan has a number of people from Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan.
So you would
Yemen.
Consider, and Mr. Trump would consider banning immigration temporarily completely from those countries?
Not completely. I mean, you got diplomats and business people who have been traveling for a long time, but tightening up that, pausing on the normal flow here until we get a good data base that the administration has refused to give us and protect the American people. That's not unreasonable. You don't have a constitutional right to come to America. We respect your religion in this country. We will defend your right to free exercise of religion. But a person with an ideology that goes beyond normal religion, that believes you can kill gays, that kills people who change their view about the religion they have, that is a dangerous thing, and we do not have to admit people like that.
And you have these clueless liberals who are at these Trump rallies protesting Trump, saying he wants to ban all Muslims. When Jimmy Carter did the same thing during the Iran hostage crisis, he banned immigration for Iranians into this country. There's nothing wrong with that, especially when you're in. Absolutely, we seem to be in a war now with ISIS and those who are Islamic terrorists, Islamic radicals. They don't care about our values. And they want us to adopt their values. And Jeff Sessions is right when he says, we respect your religion when you get to this country, but you have no constitutional right to come to this country. There's nothing that says we have to let everybody in. Nothing whatsoever. But what happens when you let people in? Well, when we get back from the break, we're going to play a video from this article. It's from Paul Joseph Watson. Report, three Syrian refugees rape little girl at knife point in Idaho. And Alex was really hitting on this morning when he was on the air live from the Caribbean. But these three youths, 8, 10, and 13, the oldest boy directing the site, they grab this little girl by knife point. They force her into a room and basically raped this little girl. And they found her and they called the police. And it took 2 hours for the police to arrive. And they didn't take any action because of a language barrier. And we've seen this happen in traffic accidents here in Austin. David Knight got rear-ended by a guy driving a dump truck just about. And they didn't give him a ticket because he couldn't speak English. So you don't speak English, you come to this country and you're given everything in the world. Anyway, we'll be back with more. We're going to be back with that video and also about an Uber driver who basically took out a gunman in Chicago, a place with very restrictive gun laws. We'll be back. This is Rob Dewitt's Fourth Hour.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So we were talking about the three Syrian refugees who raped a little girl at knife point in Idaho. What's interesting about this? Well, one, they videotaped the entire assault on a cell phone. But the case has been officially sealed by a judge with no evidence of it being unsealed because all parties are minors. And a video of the Twin Falls City Council meeting shows irate residents demanding to know why council members have done nothing to address the alleged rape, as well as numerous other issues involving Syrian refugees being housed in the area, including hit-and-run accidents, incidents, Muslims spitting on non-Muslims. And there's reportedly around 50 refugees housed at the Fawnbrook site. And they were also grilled on how a mosque was approved just after 24 hours, whereas a new home application would take at least 2 weeks to process. In every instance, the council members claim ignorance as to the severity of the situation. And then, of course, because people brought these up, they were called anti-Muslim prejudice. That's what their concerns were based upon. So here's a video of Terrence Edwards confronting the city council that he believes is engaging in a cover-up of a rape of the five-year-old girl we've just been talking about. So here's that video.
I guess my concern is as I've conveyed to Mr. Hall here in the past, with the refugee situation we have in this community and the Muslim impact, and I guess everybody's aware of what happened in Orlando and what's happened in San Bernardino and what's happened in parts other than here, small communities even. We've been made aware of a situation, an alleged assault of a minor child, and we can't get any information on it. Apparently, it's been indicated that it was the perpetrators were four Muslim youth that conducted this, I guess it was rape, and we've heard that it's consensual, but my concern is there's no such thing as consensual rape of a minor. The police department, as I talked to Mr. Hall about it, that he's adamant that everybody on the police department is good people, and he's looked them in the eye, and those folks are good people, and they're peaceful, and the Muslims are peaceful. That's what they said in San Bernardino. That's what they've said in other places that we've seen this carried out. And I know that you can't stop everybody and be concerned about it, but when there is a violation of somebody's rights and there's an attack on their personal being, we should be able to be made aware of that. And I think that there's a method of cover-up here in the community. I think it starts with the police department. I think that they have their mouth zip closed. The media is not getting in on it. We get more information from KMVT than we do from the community at large and the police department. So I'm just alerting you to the fact that if you don't get your head wired to your posterior, you folks are going to be with a mic in front of your face trying to answer questions about Islam, the Quran, the Hadith, the Sunnah, and you're going to act like a bunch of morons because you don't have a clue as what's going on in this community.
Wow, man, it's very calm and collected. I can't believe that more hasn't happened thus far in Twin Falls. And so how do these refugees get to Twin Falls? You think they land at some airport like JFK or LaGuardia and go, let's go to Twin Falls, Idaho? Never been there. Let's go check it out. Now, this is how we got a video coming up from Barbara Day, and she's going to talk about how the refugee resettlement program works, because it's very calculated. They want to send refugees, kind of like what they're doing in Germany. They're taking a village of maybe 100 people and sending 1,000 refugees there. Or they're taking, 5,000. There was one town we went to, there was 38,000 people there, and they have about 1,200 refugees that they have spread around. We actually interviewed one, a young man named Muhammad, and you can find that in the Alex Jones channel. But here's Barbara Day explaining how the domestic resettlement section chief works and what their process is to moving refugees around the country.
The philosophy of the United States Refugee Resettlement Program is built on the premise that refugees will become self-sufficient as soon as possible, ideally through employment, although some refugees, of course, come to join family members who are already economically self-sufficient. We view self-sufficiency and participation in local affairs as signs of integration into our culture. The United States accepts most of its refugees through referrals from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And within that criteria of international law, we accept the most vulnerable refugees. We have systems in place throughout our country whereby those refugees most in need of our assistance can be welcomed, provided with the assistance that they need, and find security, safety, and a future in the United States. Certainly most refugees dream of returning to their home country. But for many refugees, that is not possible. And for those refugees that can no longer be protected in the region offering initial protection, resettlement to a third country becomes sometimes not only the best option, but the only option. And the United States certainly encourages other countries to continue to resettle refugees, to increase the numbers of refugees that they are able to resettle in a given year. And, of course, we welcome new resettlement countries to our community of this wonderful form of humanitarian assistance and protection.
It's a wonderful form if they really want to come here and be assimilated. And from talking to the young man in Germany, you know, he says he wants to be resettled, but he has no interest in going back to his country. And this is the young man of prime working age. He should be working on his country. It's like we talk to these people who run around shaking the Mexican flags. If Mexico's so great and you want to shake the Mexican flag, why are you here? Why aren't you in Mexico making Mexico great again? Why are you coming to our country and telling us we have to become Mexico? Because there's a reason you or your parents left Mexico. I want to go to this final video here in this kind of refugee subject we're talking about. And this is the guy that Michael Zimmerman interviewed, and he's a Brit, and he's got a dire warning for America. He was at a Trump rally over the weekend, and this is his, I guess, warning to America about where we're going, the path we're going down. And I guess Britain's already been down that path, so he doesn't want to see us go in that same direction. Here's that video.
Michael Zimmerman for Infowars.com. I'm here outside the Donald Trump rally in Phoenix, Arizona, talking to Lewis, who was born in the UK and then moved to Australia and then ultimately to America because you love constitutional culture, you said.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, I was listening to a lot of old-fashioned Baptist preaching, and just from gaining appreciation for God and his word, you know, I gained an appreciation, I suppose, like the fathers did for the Constitution, which is founded itself upon the Word of God. And then the thing that broke my heart kind of coming here is seeing how I can see remnants of, like, vestigial remnants of that constitutional culture, and how basically the Constitution is really in its last phases of the great attack that's going on to try and destroy and bring down, like, America for what it is. Like, when I got here, I thought it was like the shining city on the hill, because it's like the most Christian nation in the face of the planet. But when I got here, I learned firsthand that the broad way of people here, and this is what really kind of struck my heart, is there's people in England and there's people in Australia, they're almost inseparable from most people here that don't know the Constitution. They're just these brainwashed liberal fools that don't understand on a hard basis and on a gut basis how important it is to have a Second Amendment culture. You know, people think it's just about, you know, men, you know, wanting to appear manly. It's not at all. You know, it's something much more deeper than that. It is.
It's a fight for your life. It's a fight for your freedom.
Exactly. It really is, you know. And not even just freedom, but liberty. Not the freedom to do whatever you want, but the liberty, the ability to do what is right, to know what is right, to sense what is right. And now what we see is a complete degradation of the morals which the founding fathers followed, to the point where people don't know what is right. They don't know the right hand from the left hand. So to them, the founding fathers are nothing but just a bunch of dudes, a bunch of dead guys. To them, the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper. But the thing is, you know, I heard of a guy who used to talk called Bill Cooper on the radio, and the very first show he ever did, he was shot dead, by the way, for saying the same kind of stuff that Alex Jones would. And one of the very first things he did on his show, he just talked a little and played the Constitution in its entirety. And you know, if the president gets up each year and talks about the State of the Union, if he wants to tell people it's a true State of the Union, the only thing he has to do is to open up the Constitution and show people, hey, look, we should have a healthy militia. Where is that militia? You know, we should have healthy Second Amendment culture. It's being degraded and deteriorated, just ask the NRA. You know, we should have healthy freedom of speech. When I come to America to you know, experience liberty and freedom as embodied in the Word of God and the Constitution, and I go to Tempe Public Library, you know what I mean? And
so there you go.
There's a little post.
A strong Second Amendment culture. He said, if we lose that, we're going to lose everything. And I've got a story when we get back from the break about this Uber driver who was using his Second Amendment rights to defend people. Imagine if someone would have been carrying a gun at this Pulse nightclub. And I know people are saying, oh, you can't drink and be at a nightclub. There's plenty of people who go to nightclubs and don't drink. Okay, there's plenty of security there. I've been to clubs, well, bars, where there's a shotgun underneath the bar. And it's to deal with people who might get unruly when you have to bring them back into line. So when we get back from break, I want to go over that article. And then talk about, we're going to get into some Trump news. I'm going to have a young man who is basically becoming an internet sensation after taking down a Black Lives Matter Nimrod who just doesn't even understand what an immigrant is or what Trump's proposals are. No, he does not want to ship black people back to Africa. Sorry, Black Lives Matter, you're not going to win that argument. It's not going to happen. It's Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is for the free live stream. Check it out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. a young maid lost her.
So next time you get in a car with an Uber driver, you won't be doing that in Austin, though. Don't worry. But because we've outlawed Uber because they wanted to take 1% of their profits, and Uber as a corporation said no. And although Uber's doing some bad things, right now they offer pretty cost-effective ways to travel, and they're able to bring down our drunken driving rates 14% here in Austin. Even the chief of police admitted that. So we had to do something to get that revenue back up. So outlawing Uber was the first thing they did. But here we have an Uber driver licensed to carry guns, shoots gunman in Logan Square. Authorities say no charges will be filed against an Uber driver who shot and wounded a gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people in Logan Square over the weekend. The driver had a concealed carry permit and acted in the defense of himself and others, Assistant State's Attorney Barry Quinn said in court Sunday. The driver pulled out a handgun and fired six shots into the man, Eduardo Custodio, hitting him several times, according to court records. Responding officers found the man lying on the ground bleeding. So it had already happened, okay? Like the shooting had already was done by the time the police got there. There's another great little tidbit you can get out of this article right here that really pisses me off when people say, well, the cops are going to take care of it. Nothing against cops, but when seconds count, cops are minutes away. The Uber driver is a 47-year-old resident of Little Italy, and he had, of course, had gone through all the proper training and procedures to get his concealed carry permit and had his firearm owner's identification card. But here's just a great example of how a good guy with a gun stopped a crazy person who got a gun regardless of the fact of how many laws you get to keep people from getting guns. How many people get drugs out there? Even though drugs are against the law, they still get drugs. We still manage to have a really bad drug problem in this country, even though drugs are against the law. It's going to be the same thing with guns. And our government's been caught shipping guns all across. Well, they ship them across the world. They ship them to ISIS. They ship them to Mexico. They ship them wherever they want, and it seems to be okay. And so I want to play a short clip of this other interview I did at Bilderberg. And this one, I didn't put it up at the time. I'd forgotten about it because we had so much stuff going on. But this was he's the editor of Infokrieg.tv, which stands for InfoWars in German. And he's talking about how the precariat, or the lower classes, are going to be used to control the upper classes in this new system that's being put in place where everybody gets welfare. So here it is.
All right. So one of the things they're talking about in here is this new precariat class, which is, I guess, one step away from absolute peasantry or something, absolute serfdom. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, according to recent numbers, 17% of all European working-age people, 17% are without a job. And, of course, you know, the American numbers, 100 million Americans without a job. So there used to be a lot of talk about the proletariat, the working class, not making much money, but at least having a stable job or a stable work environment. But, of course, these guys, they moved a lot of the production overseas. While some of these insider companies, they did not have to move overseas because it's oil business and banking, stuff that stayed here. So obviously a lot of jobs are gone, and they're talking about this new low class and what to do with them, because at some point they might get smart, they might get organized or whatever. So their idea is the basic unconditional income. The Swiss people just voted it down. It was a big vote a few days ago. And it was about revamping, completely changing the social security or social system.
Yeah, so giving each person like 2,000, 2,500 Swiss francs a month. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's different in each country when it's proposed, but I think it was that high in Switzerland. But of course, living costs is higher in Switzerland. Other countries have said it would be more like 800 euros, and it could be 800 euros to 1,000 euros in Germany. So instead of having all these different payouts, these different payments, you get one payment for everyone. So that way they can prolong the social welfare system. Because it gets cheaper. You don't have to hunt every dollar. You don't have to hunt every euro. You just have a fixed amount of money paid to every person each month. So you can pay the rent, you can pay your Netflix, everything. So that's for, one thing is to keep the new low class, the precariat, happy with that. You get food, you get your rent paid. And so the precariat will defend the new order. And also we've seen companies announcing they're going to return to Europe and return to America with their production, like Nike or Adidas. They've announced they bring the production back home, but it's going to be robot factories. So not a lot of jobs here. So more people in the precariat, more people to keep happy, more people to keep into the system, they're going to defend. Because imagine taking going to someone and saying, you know, we need to change this. You know, you shouldn't be getting this free money each month. But it's going
to
be cool.
You can watch the full video on the Alex Jones channel. It's how the elite will use the poor to control you. And it is the new systems they're going to set up. They're going to give away free money, as they say, but it's going to have a lot of strings attached. That's Alexander Benesch from InfoCreek.tv. Watch the full video and educate yourself so you can educate others. It's all part of the info war because there's a war
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
For a racist. That's sad. That's real sad. He's against you. Why would you support a racist?
He's going to send
you back to Africa. That's what he said.
What did he say?
He said send Mexicans back to Mexico. You are a disgrace to America.
Thank you.
For being a young black man supporting a racist.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That's sad.
That's awesome.
How does your parents feel about you holding a Trump fan? When they disgrace to America too, because he doesn't like you or your parents.
All my friends are in the
family. Yeah, you asked a question.
What did he say?
He said send Mexicans back to Mexico.
No, he said.
He said, don't let Muslims here.
Yeah, he said. Are you going to let me talk or are you going to yell?
No, I'm telling you because you're calling me Trump back and you need to be tough.
We can't have a conversation, can we? We cannot do that, right?
And then okay. Killing you against your own people.
She just graduated high school, so she's not a kid no more. Okay.
What would you tell him when a racist tell him send Mexican back to Mexico? What would you tell a young black man?
I only believe that he's going to send illegals back.
He said in your face, send Mexican back to Mexico.
That's illegal.
Illegals
only.
His wife is not legal. She's from Europe.
She's legal.
How is she? She was born in Europe.
Okay.
But she has U.S. citizenship, so that's because he was born in another country does not mean she has a legal citizenship.
That's fine. You don't have to. You're a real lad.
If he's elected, he would be
born in Europe. That makes her illegal. This guy has a very small grasp of reality. And I would say he's the one who is a racist. He's wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. And obviously rejecting all lives matter. So there's the video right now. It's got over a million views on our YouTube channel. Probably, I think on our Facebook post, other people grabbed it on Facebook, and it's got millions of views on Facebook. Just a young man. His name is Quaterius Manuel. And is it Manuel or Manuel? Quaterius, how are you doing today? I can't hear him. All right, we're in that nebula zone. I'm not getting any audio.
Hello?
There you are. How's it going?
Hey, how is it going?
Pretty good. So, do you see how it works? Just by standing up and just standing there and letting the opposition talk themselves into a hole, you could really make these people look like fools.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, had you been sparring with this guy verbally before, or did this just all happen spontaneously?
So, I woke up, obviously, you know, the night before I learned out that Trump was coming to Atlanta. So I decided I wanted to come to go see Trump because he's my candidate, as you can see. And so I went in line with my friend Brett and I and Callie and Mallory. So we were sitting there, and then the guy came to us. He approached us, and he just started attacking us verbally. And then we tried our best to inform him on issues, and he obviously did not know. He called the KKK the KK. He didn't know what legal immigration was. It was just insane. So, yeah.
I think the funniest thing was that he wants to ship black people back to Africa. That, to me, was one of the funniest statements I've ever heard from a grown man. And he's not calling shipping anybody back. He's just saying people who've broken the law, illegal immigrants. He's saying, hey, we have to have a system. We have to ship these people back. He goes, we may even allow them to come back in, but we have to kind of clean the slate before we can deal with what's going on in this country. And right now, it's crazy. The border's wide open, the southern border. They're saying there's more illegals pouring over the border now this year already than all of last year. And last year was a record year.
Yeah. Like I said, these liberals, they just want free stuff. And Trump is not buying it. He's not buying it. We're not going to continue to let our country come. We're not going to continue to let our country go to the ground when Trump is our president because he's going to stop illegal immigration. And people don't want to hear that because they know when he gets in office, America going to be great again. And the liberal media does not want America to be great based off conservative values. They want America to be great based off liberal values. And that's just it.
I would agree. And I'll lump the Republicans in there with the Democrats who like illegal immigration, because the Democrats like it because it creates a big voting base, and the Republicans like it is because it creates a form of cheap labor that they can exploit. And I say shame on both these groups, shame on exploiting people, because in addition to just bringing people in as cheap labor, how many people are dying just to make that journey because they think there's a glimmer of hope that they can get in? How much of the drug trade is fueled by this, the coyote trade? I mean, we're keeping really bad people in power and in money, well-financed, just by allowing this system to continue.
Exactly, the rape. I mean, look at all these illegal Mexicans. They come in here, and I was I don't know if you know anything about Georgia, but I was in Dunwoody, and then I was out there playing soccer with my friend, and we noticed some Hispanics come up to us. I'm just profiling, you know, based off what information I was getting using my context clues, something I was taught to do in third grade. But so I used them. I asked them, and they first of all, they didn't know any English. And I was like, well, how old are you? He's like, I'm 15. It's like, okay, what school do you go to? You know, I'm 16. I want to know what school you go to. So we're not going to school yet. We're just working. I was like, so how'd you get here? So I got here 2 weeks ago. It's like, how? He couldn't give me an answer because he didn't learn English. So I just assumed he was illegal. I was like, where are you from? He was like, my cousin's from Mexico. I'm from Guatemala. And I said, well, why are you here? He was like, you know, we come here because it's better opportunity. I said, well, are you legal? Do you have ID, a citizenship or anything? He was like, no. And then that's when some more started coming towards me. And, you know, basically, I think it was one guy, you know, a little English. And he asked, he was like, why are you in front of my friend? I was like, because he's illegal. And I don't agree with legal immigration. So long story short, we ended up reporting and got to the police offices, and the police got the guy in custody. I don't know anything about him now, but yeah, I mean, just shows you how much they come over. They're making their way to Georgia now. So
there was a report last week of an 18-wheeler driver who just stopped in the middle of at a rest stop, and it was on his way, I think, to some other city. He was coming from El Paso. He stopped in the middle. Let out a whole truckload of illegals, and they were just wandering around the truck stop. They didn't even know where they were. I mean, this is not right on so many levels. So people who sit there and say illegal immigration is good, it's not doing anything. It's not helping any side of the equation. And it's also driving down our wages, if people want to look at it that way. But what, Quaye, what got you into Trump in the first place? What really attracted you to him?
So originally I've been always Republican. I grew up in a conservative home, obviously in Georgia, suburbs of Georgia. I did not like Trump at first. I'm out of the dislike him. He was my second option. My number one option was Ted Cruz, because I thought Ted Cruz has conservative principles that I was for, as far as like free market, stuff like that. That's true conservative on the economic side. You know what I mean? So, and I thought he had this great Christian belief, because I am a middle Christian. I love Christianity. That's just my religion. And I thought Ted Cruz was the closest guy to Reagan. That's what I thought. And I thought Ted Cruz spoke to the people. I thought he was more than just a politician, because he was the outsider. I mean, like, I don't know if you knew, but everybody knew that Ted Cruz was not liked in Washington because they didn't like his ideals. And so I thought he was the guy that I needed to take on Washington with his conservative values. And then when he dropped out, when he lost Indiana primary, I was devastated. You know, I was like, oh, my God. And then also what maybe influenced my decision, if you saw the latest polls of CNN and Fox were coming out, Ted Cruz was beating Hillary by over like 11 points, and Donald Trump was losing to Hillary by like 16. So I was like, well, where's Donald Trump path to winning the presidency? So I thought about that too when I was picking my candidate at first. And anyway, so I had Ted Cruz, and he dropped out. It was a loss. So I took a 2-week break from politics, and then I started researching into Donald Trump. And I started researching into why liberal media portrays Donald Trump this way when he's really not. I mean, he has some of the biggest black supporters. He has Herman Cain. I mean, you can just go on and on, but that's just one big guy. And I looked into it. I was like, he's not this person. So why are the media doing that? And I thought Donald Trump had a chip on his shoulder. And I thought, I'm going to support this guy because, for one, he's a GOP nominee, so I'm going to support the nominee. I'm not like, I have so much respect for the Bush family, but I don't understand why I would not support the GOP nominee when it goes against Hillary. And I'm that guy that's like anyone but Hillary. And then I fell in love with his policies on like immigration, education, getting rid of Common Core, et cetera. So.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty favorable economic plan. A lot of people have looked at it and said, this plan is going to put money back in everybody's pocket, his tax program. He's also come out and said he wants to save Social Security and Medicare, which I think is an issue on both sides. People want to see how it can be saved.
Obamacare is the worst thing that could ever happen to America, and he is going to repeal that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's amazing the way the system has all lined up on both sides, and they're afraid of Trump. They don't want to see him win. And it makes you wonder, why is that? What is so scary about a guy? Oh, and they put out arguments like, oh, he's not a politician. He hasn't been in politics. We've had enough of politicians, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because right here in the state of Georgia, we had a politician and Governor Nathan Deal. And every time you think we have a great politician, they always eventually sell out. Look at Marco Rubio. He sold out to Florida. He sold himself out to Washington for Florida. I mean, look at Governor Hill. He sold the state of Georgia out for some money from, I mean, all these politicians, all they do, John McCain, he's been selling Arizona out for forever. I mean, all these politicians, all they do is sell out and they just get their money and they don't even care about the people. I want somebody who I'm proud to say I'm president. And I love George W. Bush, but there is nobody I think I've ever been proud of the most besides Ronald Reagan ever since he's been in office. I wasn't even born at that time, but I know my parents, they love him. I looked at his policies. He tore down that wall. He's done so much great things to America, and they took the heat, and he took the heat for it. And I just think it's unfair that if you have, like you made a good point, you said I'm done with politicians. I think Trump is finally that outsider that we need, because Ronald Reagan was an outsider. I mean, everybody knows that, you know.
So it was bound to happen where people would get sick and tired of the same old system of just the same garbage coming down, the same talking points. The Republicans have their talking points. The Democrats have theirs. We would have never had, anything, except Trump's come in and really kicked the system to the curb, especially with his political correctness. We also have your friend Brett, who was there online. I imagine he's the guy with the sunglasses and the curly hair.
Yeah, he's that guy.
All right, let's bring Brett up. And how did all you guys, did you guys all meet at a Trump rally, you and your friends, or did you just decide to, how did that happen?
So I was in line, I came to Trump rally by myself, I got an Uber to the Trump rally, right? And so then I got in line, and I saw Brett's mom, and then they started talking to me about why I support Trump and stuff, and how they supported him. I looked over, and I seen Brett, and Brett looked like this high school student. So then I asked him what school he goes to, and things like that, so we just hit it off, and then we just been friends ever since. And then we've been talking, we went and saw the rally, saw Donald Trump, got an autograph. It's pretty cool. And then we just been there, you know, and we took on those protesters, you know.
Exactly. And just on our channel, that video, and you had, I saw at least 15 other cameramen around you filming that. It got a million views, using an iPhone 5 even. So that's the power that debate can show, and how, when people basically kick themselves in the face with their ridiculously ignorant talking points, it just shows how, look at that, 1,200,000 views just on one channel, on one platform. And it's got, millions of people now know your name, and just seeing how, a young high school kid with his friends could just stand up to a guy who's, if you want to talk about bullies, this guy probably is a big bully file.
He's not even asking us.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, are we going to have an educated conversation or are you going to yell at me? He said, no, I'm going to yell at you. And I said, wow, this just shows your intelligence. You're going to yell at a 16-year-old kid who can't even vote. I just want an opinion, and I just want to know why you don't like Trump. He can't even give me an answer about that. And he was so ignorant, dude. Like, he doesn't know what legal immigration is. Call it the KKKK. I mean, how can Donald's parents be a part of the KKK when they were German immigrants? I don't get it, dude. I just don't get it.
Well, and Hillary's on record, and Bill, of supporting a known grand wizard of the KKK, which was the senator in West Virginia. I forget his name right now.
If you go on...
Robert Byrd.
Hillary is actually endorsed by the KKK, too. People don't understand that. You can go look that up on Google's type in search engine. So, I mean, she's been endorsed by, and I say this thing from CNN is just a free advertisement for Hillary. Like, it just is. I look at the comments that people have been making about me on Twitter. I don't know if you see my Twitter, by the way, you guys can go follow me on there. I've seen people on Twitter, and they've been coming at me. They're saying I should die. They wish cancer on me, and they wish, they just say hateful things. I've lost my black card. I'm Uncle Tom. I'm a racist. They just keep saying the Uncle Tom thing also. But I find it funny because I feel like that it's amazing that young minorities that are Republican conservative people, it puts fear in these people by sharing their own opinion. And it's insane because I I don't think that a 16-year-old should be taking this much heat for his opinion. I've took heat at school. I've been called racist at school. But guess what? I'm going to keep fighting because people got to understand the truth. The truth is that people are allowed to have their own opinion. And in the United States, it's okay for us to agree to disagree. That's the beauty of our country. And I think people need to understand that. They should not wish certain things on a person that just have an opinion, can't even vote. And I love the support I'm getting. I'm getting so much support from so many types of people. People don't agree with me. I'm getting support from them. But it's insane. But you can definitely go follow my Twitter account at RichPalmas2_. It's a great Twitter account. I post my conservative values on there, and you can definitely defend me, or you can say hateful things about me.
And let me say, it's grown exponentially since you've been on our show. We've got your friend Brett as well chiming in now. Brett, how's it going?
Pretty well.
Good. So, hey, what attracted you to Trump, and then what was your reaction to this whole interaction that was going on with this man calling you guys racist for just holding up Trump signs or wearing Trump T-shirts?
Well, I think the thing that attracted me to Trump most was is that all this political correctness, all this trigger words, hate speech, safe spaces, all that. He came out of all of that. You know, he's a product of the extreme far left. And I think that was great because I am so sick of people telling me to watch what words I use and what I just, and.
All right, Skype seems to be breaking up.
Some of his policies. I know the foundation does, and I went to the Trump rally to hopefully learn more about him. So I'm sort of a newbie.
Well, it's good. I like to see young people getting into politics no matter what side. I've been talking to young people all over this country, and it's a shame that the really young ones seem to be so into socialism. So it's a breath of fresh air to see you guys there. Brett, hang on. Quaterius, I know you have to go to work. Just like a good young man, getting a job, that's great. We'll talk to you soon. And we're also going to have your friend Kaylee coming up.
Made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Plastic Art, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX,
Right. Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Mail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Of the fourth hour of Overdrive, I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then on Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then the nightly news every weekday starting at 7 p.m. Central. Sometimes we go longer, depending on if there's a debate or something. Now, I haven't plugged all hour, so I want to get that out of the way right now. Alexa Pure Water Filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times if I need to. You are a freaking idiot if you're not filtering your water. And these Alexa Pure Gravity Fed water systems are great. I use, I actually have a different brand, one of the other brands that we sell here at InfoWars, because the Alexa Pure just came out. But I've been filtering my water for about 15, 20 years. And I don't think my kids have ever drank anything but filtered water. And you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family to get all the bacteria, the disinfectants, the organic contaminants, the hormones, the chlorine, the fluoride, it all comes out with Alexa Pure water filtration systems. Those are 20% off. Also, the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Supermale Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been running a lot of Tim Kennedy videos. He's a UFC fighter. He's been on Muscle magazines. He's hunting Hitler in Argentina. This guy's all over the place, and he uses our three products, Supermale Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12, to help keep him at the top of his game. And you can check out our videos with him and Shane Steiner basically going ape over any sort of man-made obstacle and non-man-made obstacle they can get their hands on. Those guys are two animals, to say the least, but great guys nonetheless. Final segment here with Quaterius Manuel and his buddy Brett. I didn't get your last name, Brett, but we're going to let you guys have the final word into why, you know, as high schoolers, how much, in your own words, just tell me, what is going on with the political correctness in your schools? What's it like? Just it's, teaching.
We take so much hate. Like I said, I'm probably one of the most hated guys in my school because this guy who I believe in, I've been taking hate for it. It's so sad. It's like almost sometimes you just want to wish it like in like a small town where it's straight conservative people, because you try to convince these people and you just get hated for it. But like I said, we're going to continue to share our conservative values. Man, Brett's going to start a YouTube channel really soon. You can follow us on Twitter right now, richpalms__, and we'll get our Twitter, our YouTube information there soon. So thanks for having me on the show.
And what about you, Brett? What kind of hate are you experiencing just because of your beliefs?
Well, recently on Twitter, I've just been getting death threats, you know, same old, same old. I really don't care about it. I do notice a bias, like an extreme bias at my schools and, among the student population. And I think it's ridiculous because sometimes, like, I wore my shirt, my Trump shirt on the last day of school, and people, no one had even started arguing with me until that point. And so until I put on the Trump shirt, no one talked to me.
Wow. And then they wanted to argue with you, tell you how you're a bad person.
You're just a
hatriotist, as they like to say. Hatriotist. So you guys are putting together a YouTube channel. I think that's great. Trump's bringing people together. He's creating jobs, more YouTubes. There it is. Brett C. B.C. Catanella. Mm-hmm. You can check that out there. And we'll put these at the description of this video we're going to put up on the Alex Jones channel, which has over a million subscribers. We want to thank you guys for showing up and being, being just Americans and talking about. Brett, is your favorite Rush song Free Will? I know you have a Rush poster in the background.
Oh, no. It's definitely Cygnus X 1 Book 2.
All right. There you go. Everybody's got their favorite Rush song.
Hey, Rob, you just found me on Twitter.
I did. I found you on Twitter after all this. So I've got you on there, and we're going to put this interview out tonight. I've been called racist for liking Trump, or 16-year-old racist for liking Trump. Ridiculous in this day and age when everybody's allowed to have an opinion, unless it's not the opinion prescribed by the left. Well, thank you for watching. This has been the Alex Jones Show. I've been your host, Rob Dew. You can catch us every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. InfoWars.com/show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.